The NSA, which is in charge of the security of classified level IT systems for the entire government, has just launched a pilot program that hopes to introduce the ability to use commercial mobile devices for classified data without any hardware modifications. The data itself would be able to be exchanged over Wi-Fi networks while a government employee is at work, and over the networks of commercial cellular providers when he or she isn't. Deborah Plunkett is the director of the NSA's Information Assurance Directorate.
It's going to introduce some new complexities for us, and it's going to test the availability, the effectiveness of commercial technology to support that secure Wi-Fi cellular transition. It's a significant demand signal for us and one that we really have to deliver. This new pilot effort is going to help us update the next big iteration of the mobility capability package and will provide us, government and industry, with the technical guidance needed to deploy secure enterprise mobility.
Plunkett says the pilot's part of NSA's recognition that government employees increasingly demand the ability to use the latest generation of commercial mobile devices in their day-to-day jobs, and that the agency needs to be able to quickly sign off on ways to use those devices securely. The project falls under the broader heading of NSA's Commercial Solutions for Classified program, which aims to use commercial standards and commercial technologies in a layered approach to security.
Capability and usability features, which are the same or essentially the same, and do not lag behind those available in commercial devices, will improve security by discouraging the use of more convenient but less secure communications methods. They will reduce training and familiarization curves associated with new functionalities, and they will generally provide users with a host of efficiency tools which recognize the need of the mobile workforce and promote their productivity and achievement of mission objectives.
In February of last year, NSA released its first capability package for mobility, intended to eventually become a guidebook for how to use commercial technologies for national security systems in federal agencies without having to have the system pre-cleared by NSA. The agency's been adding new criteria to deal with different aspects of mobile technology since then. The latest version, released earlier this month, includes new guidance for agencies and vendors on mobile device management and protecting data at rest. Plunkett says NSA now needs to do a better job of proactively releasing its security requirements for mobile devices to industry in the hopes that mobile device manufacturers will begin to use that guidance at the foundation of their gadgets' designs.
We ask industry to begin to address security as early as possible in the development cycle. This is not a new message for us. And to incorporate security requirements and design into devices and applications as essential, critical, foundational functionalities. We can no longer afford to think of security as an add-on to be considered following the design and the initial development. Addressing security as an afterthought will likely degrade the user experience, cause development inefficiencies, and really preclude or delay participation in the Commercial Solutions for Classified or NIAP programs. I will tell you, it is not in the past. It has not been unusual for a customer to come to me with a really great product they believe and ask me to make it secure. And oh, by the way, they've already bought 1,000 of them. It's almost too late. It is too late. I am really happy today to say that more and more we've got customers coming into us on the front end at the concept and saying, I've got a good idea. I've got a great need. Can you help me? And that's where we really can get to win-win, when we can partner together through the development cycle, making sure that security is appropriate, functionality is being addressed, and the requirements of the user are also being addressed.
While NSA wants to move away from government-only solutions, there are some areas in which she believes commercial providers haven't advanced their products enough to completely meet the government's security needs. One of them surrounds mobile device management technology, something NSA will seriously need if it's going to pull off a project to use commercial devices on both Wi-Fi and cellular networks.
Where mobile device management is a significant step forward, today's products do not provide the full functionality and the robust security that we need for the national security mission. First, we need vendors to complete compliance testing against the recently published mobile device management protection profile. Secondly, to support our in-state vision, we need the ability to be able to apply dynamic policy management for our end users. The policy applied to a device will be enterprise controlled and dependent on the device type, on the user, and the location, and possibly on additional parameters. One big benefit is that the policy can be dynamically changed to accommodate mission conditions, such as a coop or a short operational window where an analyst might not be able to get to a secure facility.
Plunkett says vendors have some very legitimate complaints about the amount of time and money it usually takes to put their products through the paces of the NSA vetting process before they're approved for classified use. She says the agency is trying to do better, and it's working on processes that it hopes will reduce that cycle time to around 90 days.
But vendors must first understand the time it takes to evaluate and validate a product, and that depends on a whole lot of factors. It depends on the size and the complexity of the product. It depends on the amount of documentation that is available versus the amount that might need to be generated. And it depends on the availability of lab resources to do the evaluation. We're working closely to reduce the complexity of the requirements and the typical six-month evaluation using a new common criteria paradigm, but we need your help. We need you to come ready to play with robust documentation. We find that evaluations take the longest when vendors come and are not prepared with all the right documentation intact. And we need you to participate in our technical communities. This will give you a heads up on what's included in the protection profiles and even give you the opportunity to influence what will be included, ultimately allowing you to evaluate and more quickly follow the publications.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.